Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
In 2009, the former Fianna Fáil government moved to tightly control the licensing of handguns amid fears a deadly weapons culture was emerging. But former Fine Gael TD John Deasy, who spearheaded the ban from the opposition benches at the time, has said he's shocked now by the growth in the number of legally held handguns in the state over the past decade, and he joins me on the line now. Good morning to you.
Hi Claire, how are you?
I'm good. You have a particular interest in handgun ownership. There are many reasons why people might have other types of firearms. Can we go back to 2008, John? You spotted at that time, did you, that there was a huge jump in privately licensed handguns?
Yeah, I think you need to go back to 2003 when there were zero handgun licenses in Ireland. Go back to the 70s and the ban was put in. Then in 2003, a couple of high court actions completely loosened the law. Created a lacuna, a big gap in the law. So some Gardaí started giving out licences for handguns to the general public. I say some, I'll come back to that in a little bit. So the number went from zero in 2003 to 1,800 in 2008, and that's when I got involved. I kind of spotted a vague reference to handgun licenses increasing in Ireland. I had lived in the States for 11 years, so I think I immediately was interested in what was going on.
Because you knew the harm that they could do and how they might be used.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I lived in Washington, D.C. for 7 years when in the really bad years, 90 to 93, when, almost 500 people were killed by guns in BC. But I don't think you need to live in America or live in, have lived in Washington to understand that giving guns generally to the general population is disastrous. So anyway, I started asking questions, popping up with leaders' questions, order of business, and started finally getting responses to the questions. And they were very slow coming, and some of them were very partial data. But finally, I got the response saying that 1,800 guns by 2008 had been licensed. Now, you're talking about serious weaponry here. You're talking about Glock 6-hours, large caliber weapons, and people were buying them as accessories.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you, why would you need one?
Well, people were buying them online. And if you go back to the chat rooms at the time, where can I buy a gun? Where can I buy a Glock? I'd like one. And it was as simple as that. The straw that broke the camel's back was a question I asked with regard to where these guns were being licensed. And by that, I mean what Garda districts and Garda divisions. And what I found out was the Gardaí were all over the place. So there was no centralized system in the Phoenix Park with regard to handgun licensing in the country. Mm-hmm. And it was an entirely subjective decision made by the local superintendent to somebody making an application.
Who had absolute entitlement to make that decision? That's the way the law was at the time.
Absolutely. And there was a gap in the law. So some felt that they, in some ways, couldn't prevent somebody from actually getting a gun because the law had been loosened up. So anyway, when that was publicised and was publicised on the front page of the Irish Times, the government, I think, was forced to act because they realised the system was out of control. And basically, well, there was no system with regard to a centralised system when it came to licensing of handguns. Mm-hmm. Anyway, a ban came in, and the number of handgun licences then was reduced over the following year by about half. It went to under 1,000. Now we have a situation where the number of handguns being licensed in the country has gone up, as of last September, to 2,600. So there's been an almost tripling of handgun licences in the country.
Do you know what has happened to get us to 2,600 licensed?
Nobody's very clear, because the data here, when it comes to parliamentarians and members of the Dáil, it's very scant. I've asked a lot of questions in the last few years I was in the Dáil. I asked questions. I checked. The last one was 2019, and it was indecipherable. But we did get a response to a question that Holly Cairns asked last year, where basically it was very precise with regard to the number of handguns, and it had risen by about threefold since 2015 when the law was loosened again. And this is deja vu. This is history repeating itself. So the definitions when it comes to a legally held handgun were changed in 2015. They were loosened to allow for smaller caliber handguns to be licensed. So what's after happening is smaller caliber handguns looks like they've been they're being licensed in very large numbers, and effectively you have the beginnings of the creation of a handgun culture in Ireland.
Okay, so,
when you're talking about almost 3,000 guns,
and that's being licensed. That's your fear, is it? As a private citizen now, that there is going to have this culture develop in Ireland similar to what we've seen in the States?
You know, my opinion doesn't matter. The figures speak for themselves, unfortunately. When you have 2,600 handguns licensed today, when there were zero licensed in 2003, you have the makings of a handgun culture. Anyway you describe it, that's what's after happening. So yeah, they might be smaller caliber weapons, but they're handguns in the hands of the general population. And here's the key thing. Members of the Dáil don't know this. They don't have any information with regard to the types of weapons you're talking about. They don't have any information about who's giving these guns out, who's licensing them, who's getting these guns, where they are. In many, you know, I'm guessing that they're surrounding gun clubs, target shooting clubs. But the fact remains, and this is, you know, a parliamentary question that has been answered. It numbers the amount of handgun licenses that are now in Ireland as of last September. It could be closer to 3,000 by now. And that's a major problem for society.
So why is it now? I mean, as I said there, you've left politics. Why is this issue so concerning for you?
I think if you look at what happened in Uvalde, look at what happened in Buffalo, and you look at our society, you say, well, we've got some things right. We basically, when it comes to guns, and you compare it to places like the US, there are things that we need to preserve in our society. And I think, you know, most parents of children, young children, would agree with that. I think we need to keep the handgun culture out of our society. And there are very good reasons for that. And, you know, thousands of mass shootings in the last 10, 15 years in America should explain that, what I just said. And I think it's incredibly important that we keep guns out of the hands of the general population. We have an unarmed police force. And when you start arming general populations, things change very quickly. You know, policemen get shot. Young men start settling their differences with guns as opposed to their fists. Society changes completely. It becomes more dangerous. And we have an opportunity to actually keep our society safe by keeping handguns out of the hands of the general population.
But you, when you campaigned on this issue previously, as we've spoken about, you yourself were subject to very threatening correspondence to letters and so on, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. But I mean, I was an adult for 18 years, and for more than half that time, I was, you know, being harassed or under threat. It was a bit different when it came to the hate mail I got from gun owners. It was, they were all very different, but they were similar in some ways, if that makes any sense.
Was your life
from
threatened?
District to division. I don't want to get into the detail of it, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It went on for 5 years, and it was pretty ugly. It was scary, to be honest. And it happened. I think history is repeating itself. I think that members of the Dáil are in the dark. I think this is happening under their noses. I don't think it's their fault in many respects. The data needs to be asked by justice of the Gardaí. In many cases, okay, the data that comes back is not complete.
All right. Well, John, we're going to leave
but
it there.
But one thing that needs to happen, Claire, and this is very important. You know, the numbers are very large right now. I called it a creeping proliferation a couple of weeks ago. It's more than that. And there needs to be a ban on any new licenses, handgun licenses, and a ban on any new renewals until the Dáil gets the complete data and information on what's out there.
All right, well, that's
critical right now because they don't have that information.
Okay, that's a pretty clear call. John Deasy, thank you for joining us on the programme. We did ask the Department of Justice if it wanted to comment, and they sent us this. The Justice Plan 2022 contains a commitment to undertake a comprehensive review to modernise firearms and explosives legislation. This work, which includes a review of the licensing arrangements, registration of dealers and inspections, is progressing well. The statement goes on to say a firearms expert committee has also been established, which will carry out an assessment of all types of firearms times to determine their current use under the existing licensing system and to make recommendations on which type of firearms should be licensable in the state in the future and for what purposes. The first meeting will be held in July of this year. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.